On the GrowMark Media Day tour, we've been learning a lot more about the people and places with GrowMark, and one of those people is Heather Miller. And Heather, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm in the GrowMark Associate Program, so currently I am working in government affairs, and the Associate Program is an 18-month program that takes associates through three different divisions over that 18 months. So my first 6 months was spent in corporate communications, and then in February I started in government affairs.
You've been with the company then for how long?
I started June 1st of last year, and I interned the summer of 2009 with GrowMark, so I had a three-month experience then, and then began full-time in June of this past year.
And we got to know you when you started with the corporate communications. What were some of the things that you did in that part of your associate training?
So my very first project with GrowMark was the redesign of GrowMark.com. We recently had a facelift. We hadn't done anything with our website since 95 when it launched. So it was desperately in need of a facelift, and we did that. We actually used a Microsoft Office SharePoint environment. So I'm not a programmer by nature, by training, but I was able to update all the content, load the pictures. I wrote all the content. So that was a great first experience coming into the company because I got to learn a little bit about everything that we do. We're a very complex company, as you've learned today, with a lot of different arms. So I had to learn enough to write the content for the website, which was great. And it was a fun project because everybody sees it and can take some ownership and pride in the web face of our company. Then I've also worked on the launch of some social media strategies for GrowMark. We're just dipping our toes in the water when it comes to Facebook and Twitter, and actually hoping to launch a blog in the next couple of weeks, a corporate blog. So those strategies are all ways that we want to grow in, and it was exciting to be a part of that.
Now, in government affairs, you're working on both the state and the federal level then?
That's right. We have three full-time staff members that lobby out of the Bloomington home office of GrowMark, and we focus our efforts in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, our GrowMark FS trade territories, which is on the East Coast, and then also at the federal level. So I'm mostly focused in Illinois because we're only an hour from there, so I can make weekly trips down to Springfield and learn what the legislative process is all about. But I also do some research, fact sheet writing, and issue tracking at the federal level as well.
Why is that so important for your members?
Well, what's important is that our members are concerned about what's going on legislatively and what regulatory items are coming down the pipe for them that they're going to have to comply with. And GrowMark is all about providing services to our members. We're very member-focused, and we look at government affairs as just one more service we can provide to our members. We know they're concerned about these regulatory issues, but they don't have the time, frankly, to worry about them, to do the research, to take the part in the activities. And so if we can offer that service to them, let them know what issues they're going to have to comply with, and then also maybe let them know that some issues have been resolved and give them that kind of peace of mind. That's a service that we're happy to offer.
Well, and also with the size and the diversification of GrowMark as a company, there must be just dozens, if not hundreds, of issues on the state and national level that could affect you.
Absolutely, and that was a real eye-opener for me when I started in government affairs as well. We're not just going to ag committee hearings. I mean, we have arms in energy, we do transportation issues, we cover a lot of labor and workplace environment issues because, you know, we are a big employer, and so there's all kinds of different issues that we're concerned with. And one thing that's great about government affairs is that while we ourselves are not experts in the areas, we have so many experts within GrowMark that we can go to, whether it's an agronomy issue or an energy issue. We have the people, the resources within the system that we can contact if we have questions or concerns about legislation.
Well, how big is GrowMark in terms of dollars and employment?
Sure. So we're a $6 billion organization, and we cover 20 states and the province of Ontario. We employ a little over 400 people in the GrowMark corporate office, and I think last I heard system-wide about 6,000 employees when you include members.
Wow. Well, now your next assignment will be in marketing, is that right?
That's right. So the third of my three rotations will be in marketing communications, and that's supposed to start in July. So that'll be exciting to try yet another new adventure within the GrowMark system.
Tell me a little bit about your background, Heather, and how you really got interested in getting involved with a company like GrowMark.
That's a long story. I'll try and keep it short for you. I grew up on a small farm outside Bloomington, Illinois, so actually right in GrowMark's backyard and from that area. I went to a non-ag school, actually. I didn't really know what I wanted to pursue when I went to college. Was a communications and political science major there. But I actually had the opportunity my senior year in high school and freshman year in college to serve as the Illinois State Fair Queen. And I was active, really active in 4-H and the McLean County Fair when I was a youth. And so I had always wanted to, you know, to fill that role. And in that year, I really realized how badly agriculture is in need of an advocate. You know, we have so many misconceptions about the ag industry, and I'm, you know, that's my background, and I'm passionate about that. And so the more I reflected on what I wanted to do with my life, I just realized how passionate I was about, you know, advocating for agriculture. And so that kind of became my mission. And I really sought out opportunities to do internships in the ag industry, first interning with Illinois Farm Bureau, and then pursuing the GrowMark internship. And the GrowMark internship, for people that haven't heard of it, it's really an excellent intern program. We have about 50 interns every year, and about a 70% retention rate with our interns. So about 70% of interns then come back to be full-time employees with GrowMark after they graduate college. So it's a great rate, and it says a lot about the culture of the system. We have a very loyal culture.
That's really impressive. And when you talked about advocating for agriculture, how do you see GrowMark as a company as an advocate for agriculture?
Like I said, it's all about providing service to our members, and our members are rooted in agriculture. And even though we have arms in different industries, you know, with the energy industry that we've learned a lot about today, we still always come back to our ag roots. And I think that there's a lot of great stories to be told in agriculture, and not just in government affairs, but in all the divisions of GrowMark. I think we're good at telling that story, and we need to just continue to do better. That's one thing, even with the social media that we're branching into now with GrowMark, that we're excited to tell ag story to a broader audience, and every opportunity we can get to tell that story, we want to take as an organization.
Thank you very much, Heather. Here on the GrowMark Media Day Tour, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.